Blog Talk Radio.
A return to excellence. A return to tradition. It's the 2018 Coach Perry Podcast. The Isle, the Kingdom, Red Dragon.
Welcome back to another edition of the 2018 Coach Perry Podcast. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you joining us and stopping by as Coach Perry and the Red Dragons take some time out of their busy work week and school week to talk a little Red Dragons football. And if anyone was in the crowd on Friday night, I thought it was a valiant effort by the Red Dragons against Poland. Very close score going into halftime, 10-7. And I think the turnovers at the end got a little bit too much to overcome. But with that said, Coach Perry, I loved the way those kids played. And I think that's just a testament to what the kids have done and how you and the coaching staff kind of approach this thing. But 0-2, but I still think there's a residue of success even with that, you know, 0-2 mark. But, you know, what were your thoughts on that Poland game?
Yeah, I think we took a step forward this week. I don't know that I could have really said that after week one, but I thought this one was a step in the right direction. As I told the kids, I said maybe we were, 1 week late on that kind of, building block. So I do think there's something there. Obviously, if you watch the second half, you could see that we're not where we need to be. And as I told the kids after the game, is they got to be willing to keep on stepping forward and take that next step and that courageous step to do what it takes to get this thing going.
Nice. And for you, I mean, looking at that game, I mean, the turnovers were costly, 5 turnovers. How frustrating is it as a coaching staff and as the head coach to, you know, see some of those mental mistakes pop up?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter what level of football we're talking about, from the peewees up to the NFL. If you're a fan and you see teams turn the ball over like that, it absolutely, pretty much at 5, I'd say you have a less than a 1% chance to win. And, that's what we did. I mean, in the first half specifically, when we were, really playing with high energy, those turnovers were the difference, which is why we were behind at half. Rather than if we look at it on the other ticket, if we don't have the turnovers, and we did force 2, which was a positive, we might have been walking into halftime maybe up 17-7 or something like that. So, good teams take care of the football, and we want to be a good team, so that's got to be priority number one moving forward.
Excellent stuff. And remember, the Coach Perry Podcast is powered by Charles Auto Family, located in Garrettsville, Ohio. They've been generous enough support this program. Please make your way out there. They have the new Buicks, pre-owned vehicles, everything you're going to need to know if you're shopping for a new vehicle. And it's right around that corner when Christmas is coming. So if you want to get that significant other a very, very nice gift, maybe surprise them with an automobile. This week, you guys are off to Struthers, the first road game for you as head coach of the Dragons. How does this week maybe differ in terms of just getting these kids ready for the road?
Yeah, sometimes that can be a nice little energizer for you. It's kind of fun to get on the road. We'll be playing on grass, which is a little different for us. Gives you a little bit more of that maybe old school feel for some of us guys. But I think it's always fun to take your program on the road and go into somebody else's place and compete. So I think our kids are kind of excited about that too.
Nice. Now you got 2 games under your belt, and I think you were talking about from week one and it's to week 2, it's such a big jump in terms of knowing what you have. And what have you, what has, I guess, come and revealed itself after 2 games where you like this, or maybe you want a little bit more attention to detail somewhere else?
Yeah, I think over 2 weeks, if you look at it, I think at the end of the game, and we cramped up, and we can talk about that a little bit, but I thought we played pretty darn good against the run for the better part of the football game. And you go back to the Girard game, and that was that way too. So I thought our tackling was a lot better. I think our secondary, we made some big time changes there with even with some scheme and some personnel, and I thought that paid off this week. So, you look at the scoreboard and say you gave up 30 some points, but we gave them the ball inside of our, I think, 50-yard line maybe four times on turnovers, and one was on bad punt coverage. So when you're giving the other team short fields, that's not all on the defense. I think we're coming along on defense. And then, you know, offensively, we got a long way to go up front. We got to get those kids moving. We have to be able to, you know, to get under center and run the ball at times. And you know, again, if you're coughing the ball up every time you hand it off, that everybody loses faith in that. So, you know, protecting the ball go a long way with that. Our quarterback as a sophomore, I thought he made, again, some great plays, and then you know, he made a couple plays that he knows that he can't make. So, you know, offensively we're a work in progress, but again, we just got to keep building. I was certainly proud that I think our kids. There was a lot more hurt in our locker room after this game, and as I told the guys that really were kind of taking it hard, I said it's supposed to feel this way, and when it does, that we know you care, and the more guys we have feeling that way, the more dedicated we'll be to turn this thing around.
Yeah, Coach, and again, I mean, you know, the scoreboard may not be, you know, if somebody just glances in the box scores at the newspaper, I don't think it's indicative of how hard those kids played. And nothing to take away from Poland. They're a fantastic team, too, and great kids. But, you know, I just think the effort on our side, you know, I just think you can see it growing. You can kind of see, you know, see that pulse kind of getting created in this team and within this locker room. So I think that resonates again with the people in the stands. I think they're picking up on that, you know, this is a work in progress, but you can see the progress. I think at the end of the day, that's what you want to see. You don't want to be in week six going, what's going on here? I mean, you know, I think week six, I think personally, we're going to be an excited group here in Niles.
Yeah, so, you know, one thing you know in coaching is you never stay the same. You get better or you get worse. And I don't think without question, and I'm just, you know, to the kids on the team, I got the compliment because I think we did get better. Now, and again, I told you this last week, anyone could sit there and point out our flaws. There's no question about that. They were pretty obvious last week as to what they were. I asked the kids, what are the two biggest things? And every kid repeated it back to me in unison. They know. So, but that doesn't diminish the growth that we saw in our kids, and I think the belief in themselves was the biggest thing. When we were in at halftime, there wasn't a kid in our locker room that didn't believe we had a chance in that second half to go out and win. However, a couple things revealed themselves, which was our attention to hydration and our attention to taking care of the football. So those are just two, and the best part about those two mistakes is they are controllable if we want to control them. So, you know, we got some things in place this week to address that.
Awesome stuff. Once again, you're listening to the 2018 Coach Perry Podcast, powered by Charles Auto Family in Garrettsville, Ohio. And if you miss any of these shows in their entirety, you know they're free and available at iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. You just simply type in your Google account or wherever you do your search engines at, you just type in the 2018 Coach Perry Podcast, and you'll find the link not only for this week's show, but the past five shows, as this is episode six. We were talking about that cramping, a lot of kids coming up, you know, a little wounded after certain plays. So you guys have, a program that you guys are going to put in place this week. Why don't we kind of delve into that?
Yeah, so, you know, this is, again, something that as a coach you have to say, this was my fault. You know, I got on the players about it. But, you know, I send out a message every week. It starts on Wednesday. It says, start your hydration now. And as I told you before we got on the air, that's like telling a kid maybe go get good at Algebra 2 now. And they struggle through Algebra 1. So, you know, what does that mean to a kid? I just drink some water, maybe a bunch of Gatorade, and they don't know the exact way to do that. There's a science behind it. So what we come up with as a coach and staff during our meetings was let's write out a program. We've done this in the past, and why I didn't do it this time, you know, that's on me. But we'll actually force some hydration during the week where we make them watch them drink in front of us what we want them to do. And then that way at least we know how have a bit of a start there. But, you know, our trainer told us, and I knew we had a lot of kids going on. He said we had 11 kids with cramping issues. And not all the time is it hydration, but if it's 11 of them, you can bet 9 of them. It was because we were not properly hydrated before, and you got to start that multiple days out. So, you know, we have a program now that we're going to get out to the kids and make sure we monitor that, and they have some things that they can check. They should know how to check their hydration levels. I'll save the horror details out of that, but every kid on the program should know that at this point. And if it's important to them, they'll take care of that. So that's where we're going with that, and hopefully it helps. You know, one thing you say, you know, again, Poland, we all know they have a great program. I didn't see their kids cramping, so it certainly wasn't a heat issue. It was just us, not us taking care of our bodies, so we're going to get better at that.
Nice. And I hate to go off subject, but kind of on the subject, speaking of hydration and drinks, IMG Academy down in Florida, you know, they have some of the top athletes collegiately, high school, professionally, and they have their own Gatorade on-site testing ground. And when these guys go there, if you're part of that elite group, if you pay for it, they will actually test your sweat, and then you will actually have your own Gatorade compared to anyone else. So I don't know. We're probably not going to go to that type of levels, but it just kind of shows you how extreme today's athlete can get.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that's going on in our world today is technology. You know, we're filming practices in virtual reality.
Which is fun to see.
Yeah, we have live video during the games. You know, a lot of programs don't get to have some of that stuff. So we got to look at the nutrition side of it. Right here as we speak, there's our Gatorade cooler. You can see it's stacked full of protein shakes. That's all part of the replacement and build muscle back up. We have a contract with Gatorade, but we don't have that IMG contract, apparently, you're telling me about, Bo. So maybe we got to get on the phone and see if there's something we can do that's better. You know, and that's one of the things. There's a lot of things that have happened this year that, you know, I've had mental notes for off-season, and I've written some things down as we continue to develop the program. So we've obviously failed in this part of it, and we got to get better.
Nice. And as always, before we're going to wrap up the coaches show, we're going to announce the Permane Brothers High Effort Red Dragons Player of the Game. And I was able to see this game, and I thought number four, Trent Johnson, was the guy. He first caught my eye when heading towards the deep pass to the end zone. He deflected. That would have probably resulted in a touchdown for Poland. And then that was on the band side. And then going to the opposite side of the field, he ended up having the interception. I know he made a reception that was called back. Obviously, he had the touchdown reception. But I think that gift card should go to number four, Trent Johnson. I thought he was really a difference maker. And he was one of the young men that suffered from the cramping. So it was disappointing to see number four not kind of doing that Ed Reed type you know, roaming in the secondary late in that game.
Yeah, I mean, he was the reason why we got back into that game. You know, both those plays, the deflection and the interception, they were the nice thing there was one was in man coverage and one was in zone coverage. And he covers so much area back there. He allows you to be a little bit more aggressive with some of your coverages. His interception, well, we were in man, and they actually had a man-beater concept on there. And I thought, based on what happened, I thought we kind of blew the coverage. But, you know, they had a nice little smart play on there, but his athleticism was the difference there. And, you know, losing him in the second half, we had some things we had designed to come out in the second half and maybe take advantage of our mismatches. And then when he was out, we kind of had to go back and be, you know, be a little bit more more vanilla than we wanted to. And his cramping was extreme, but he's had problems with that in the past. I think his might be a little bit more than just hydration. Now, here's a kid that he plays so hard. We have to find a way to schedule him some breaks throughout the game because you can't tell Trent not to, you know, hey, take this play off. He would never do that. We wouldn't expect him to do that. But, you know, he's definitely deserving of this award. I was thinking, well, maybe we need to change this up. I was actually in my graphics life, we've been doing a little work with Permane Brothers, and they're saying that it's America's hardest working sandwich. So maybe we got to have that the Red Dragons' hardest working player so then he can eat that hardest working sandwich. So maybe we'll change that up.
We officially
along because Permane Brothers are just tremendous that they're willing to help us out, and I think the kids are going to be, like I said, fighting to try to win that every week.
Yeah, and Trent, just remember Joe Gallo, your teammate and schoolmate, will have your gift card. So I delivered it last week, and Coach Perry took it from there. But you will be the messenger man as always, Coach Perry. Appreciate it. Charles Otto family, we appreciate you, and Permane Brothers as well. A big shout out. Now we're going to move on to the Red Dragons player spotlight, and we're going to feature him.
Flow that got the block hot, shit got super hot.
The 2018 Red Dragons
Now we're on to our 2018 Red Dragon Player Spotlight, and we're going to feature the third of the three team captains. It's Nick Jarvis, number 52. Nick, you got a little banged up before the season started. You had the high MCL sprain. You missed a few weeks, but you were able to get back out there against Poland. How happy are you just knowing that you're not maybe not 100%, but you're able to suit up?
It was a rough time during the Girard game, seeing all the kids that I grew up playing with running out right after the kickoff and seeing all that go on, and like, it just made me want to play. It was just rough, and my want to play was so high for Poland that I just couldn't. I couldn't wait to play.
I agree with you. I think Poland's just such a powerhouse, and you want to put your best foot forward when you play them. I mean, you've been on this team. Now you're a team captain. What was it like when you and the other guys were nominated for it?
Oh, it was an indescribable feeling. For my senior year, one of my goals was to be a captain, and once I got that spot, it was not only relief, but like, it felt like I completed one of my life goals.
Nice.
It was on my bucket list.
Yeah, and that's what you want to do. You want to reach those, and that'll be with you forever.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go, you tell your kids, your grandkids, hey, I was a team captain for the Nilesburg Dragons, and that's gonna mean something. They're gonna look at you, look at dad or grandpa a different way when they know that title's next to your name. For you, I mean, you've been part of this program. You've been against Poland. You were against Poland. I mean, what do you think maybe is the biggest difference? I mean, in terms of what we've seen from years past to what we're seeing right now, because I do think you guys are moving really in a positive direction.
Yeah, I feel like the biggest difference from, I'd say, last year to this year is the positivity we have and just the want to win. Because years before, people would, like, one person would mess up and like everyone would just get down, and now we have people bringing other people up when things happen like that, and we flush it, just forget about it. It's the play.
Nice. Now 10-7 going into halftime. I mean, what was the mood of that locker room?
Oh, it was. The coaches had to come in and tell us to settle down, save our energy. We were really hyped up for the second half.
Yeah. And then, the game doesn't end up the way you want it to, Nick, but, I guess that has to send some sort of message to you internally and to all the other kids that you guys are on the right path. I mean, something you can build off, you think?
We could definitely have the same mindset as we did in the first half for the second half in Struthers game. And I feel like if we get a win week three, the ball will just be rolling, because we're progressing from week one to week two, and it'll just be like our momentum will be so great that we'll become unstoppable.
I hope you guys do come unstoppable. And for you, I mean, you're part of this program. You've seen these things. I keep bringing that butt up. I mean, just in terms of the frontliners and everything the mothers do. I mean, do you guys take notice of that? I mean,
yes. It's like I asked my buddies from other schools, like, what do you guys get for your two-a-day lunch? And they'll say, like, chicken noodle soup. Like, we get full pasta meals and Chick-fil-A and steaks. And it's just, like, I don't think a lot of people realize what we have.
And so you guys do take notice? I've always I know you guys are appreciative, but I've never actually been able to, I haven't asked any of the players up to this point, in terms of, what's it like. And I know Coach Perry, he's bringing in, the guys, that have played, alumni of the program. I think this past week the 87 team was brought in. What's it like hearing these former Red Dragons come in and kind of preach to you, the success that they want?
It was chilling. Like, we thought about like what it was like to play when they played, and they said stuff like how they could see things were the same. And, you know, T.C. Guarneri, he really was a big motivation to me playing, because growing up he was my baseball coach and he was just such a good guy to me, and him talking to me before the game really just pumped me up and wanted, like, made me want to play.
Nice, nice. So is he your favorite so far?
Yeah.
Who's this week, Coach?
Oh, we got a couple. We got a couple irons in the fire. We got a couple phone calls out there. The thing is, I'm a little hesitant to put too many feelers out there and ask guys, because nobody's told us no yet. So. We try to kind of keep it quiet and make sure we got that guy committed, because I don't want to disappoint anybody. Say, hey, I'd like to have you in, and have to call back and say no. But the great thing I think for our kids to hear it, like they're hearing the guys from the 66 team, I think had the same exact message as the guys from 87, and that's what's awesome about Knowledge Football is that tradition. You know, it carries on through generations. You know, we have. Of, you know, grandfathers and great uncles talking to kids that are sitting in the audience. Scott Liber was here. His son's a freshman in the program. So, you know, Knowledge Football transcends generations, and I want our kids to understand that they're part of something great. And these guys are unbelievable this week and getting that message across to our kids.
Excellent. And Nick, for you, I mean, we've talked so much about, you know, the current, you know, state of things and you being part of this team captain and all. I mean, going back, I mean, did you play Pop Warner Pee Wee? When did you start serving?
I started playing football when I was 9 years old for the Pee Wee team at the Little Red Dragons.
Nice.
And I was an offensive lineman. I was a little chubby boy. Still am. It's such a good feeling playing with the kids you played with back then, like now, like Jason Gibson, Robbie Savin, Chris Swift Adams, like, there's just, the memories we have they're irreplaceable.
Nice. And then you can...
Nothing's better.
For you, I mean, what's it like now, just looking back? I mean, you're still in high school, but you have a life ahead of you, but... I mean, looking back, what are your fondest memories of those Pee Wee days kind of leading up to this point?
Well, on Fridays at practice, we would end practice early, like an hour early, just so we could all go home, shower, get our game jerseys, and get into the game for free and see the high school kids play. That's really all we wanted to do.
Now, and before you came in, and we appreciate you taking the time out of your morning today, you said mom was cooking pancakes for some of your teammates?
Yeah.
Yep. And that's something you and your teammates are going to remember, your mom, you know, whipping up the pancakes.
Yeah.
She had to make a big batch, I heard.
Oh, there was probably 20 of them.
Nice, nice. Well, Nick, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us. Obviously, you know, success to you and this team moving forward. But as you know, if you've listened to the other shows, we have to have 3 and out. Before we let you go, you ready to take a shot with some of us?
Sure.
All right, well, you know where we're going to go with this. Are you going to be the first one to reveal who does the best Coach Perry impersonation? Or are you going to leave that for somebody else?
Well, I really haven't seen anybody try to do the best Coach Perry impersonation. But I definitely want to see it. I want to see people attempt it.
Awesome. Do you think he would take it in stride? Or some coaches you don't want to mess with. Some coaches you want to, you know, them.
I feel like... It depends. It depends on what they say and how they act.
Or what the mood is, maybe.
Yeah.
Huh? After a bad practice, you don't want to do it, right?
No, we don't.
Now, you talked about the pancakes and your teammates being at your house this morning and enjoying in the feast. Who is the biggest eater on the Niles McKinley Red Dragons football team?
Definitely my good buddy Alex Harper.
Yeah?
For sure.
What's the most impressive meal you've seen him put down so far?
Probably these pancakes. He was going off.
I love it.
And the bacon, that was gone.
So there's bacon too. So it was a full bounty of breakfast.
Yeah.
That's good. And a big shout out to mom keeping these kids fueled up. And for you, the final question before we let you go today, and I asked Gibby the same question. I think you bring such experience to this program. I mean, if you could go back and have one game and turn it into a victory, which game and why?
It would be the Lakeview game of my sophomore year. because it all came down to the last play. We had the ball. It was around the 50-yard line, and the score was, I think, 21-20. And I have a picture of it. And Tyler Sabinovich threw it up like a Hail Mary or something. He had great blocking, no pressure, and I think the ball was just dropped. Like, just knowing that chance that we had to win with maybe 3 seconds left in the game, it was heartbreaking, but, you know, like, we could have won.
That's awesome. And Nick, great comment. I think that speaks volumes. I mean, you know, people come and sit in the stands and they see you guys do your stuff, and they think maybe these kids don't care. You know, they don't respect the game.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're reflecting back and you have a picture of it, and it's something that obviously it's dear to your heart. And,
yeah.
You brought it right up and you went detail to detail. So I think that just kind of speaks volumes to the stuff that these people don't know. And I think that's the best part about this podcast is, you know, we're able to talk to a team captain like Nick Jarvis and him share his thoughts on being a Red Dragon. You talking about the hydration program. I mean, you know, unless you found out they spoke to you personally, they're not going to know these things are going on internally with what's going on in the program. They're just going to see a game on Friday night. They're going to make a comment on, you know, mentally. And like I said, I think we're missing out. But again, props to you. I appreciate your time today. And Coach Perry, off to Struthers. Any last minute thoughts? Oh, and I just, Nick, before we let you go, I should say this. How important is it to see, you know, family and friends and people from Niles in those stands? So we make a big effort to get to Struthers.
It's probably one of the best feelings. Like when we run out of the tunnel and we go through the end and we come out looking at the home side and seeing all these people cheering for us and like just cheering us on, and it's an indescribable feeling. I'll never forget it. I really won't.
Excellent stuff. So again,
well, let me comment on that. These guys, as you know, my daughter plays volleyball at Niles, and the student section kind of decided, hey, let's go do a volleyball game, and a bunch of our football players were there, and they got a chance to return the favor there, and they got to see an incredible comeback by the Red Dragons in that one, I was actually kind of trying to fill them in on the rules real quick so they really had an idea what was going on, but Nick was there in the stands and a bunch of his teammates, so that kind of thing can catch fire. It'd be great if at all our events, you know, we see students supporting one another. I think that goes a long way. I kind of have an idea that I want to run by our captains here in the next day or two about getting maybe a little different way to get the student body involved too, and see if we can't build another little tradition up in there. But I just want to say thanks to Nick and those other players. That meant a lot to my daughter that they came out and supported them as well.
Nice. It is. It's a nice thing that everyone supports each other. And this week on the road, first road game, and again, if you're a Niles citizen, a fan of the Red Dragons, we'd appreciate you guys going out there and showing your support for these young men as they're giving it their all as they search for that first victory. And hopefully that comes this week. And if you're there in attendance, you'll be able to witness it live. As always, big shout out to Charles Auto Family for joining us here, powering this program, the 2018 Coach Perry Podcast. Big shout out to Permane Brothers. As always, we appreciate you listening to the 2018 Coach Perry Podcast.